每个人都有自己不同的意见。
In this world, we all have our own different opinions,
不同的想法
，our different thoughts,
不同的选择
，and different choices.
我们的意见、想法、选择，常常会被别人的意见、选择所影响。
And our opinions, our thinking, and our choices are often affected, influenced by other people.
常常有一些人没有什么主见。
And oftentimes there are people who do not have their own thinking.
所以说，你觉得怎么样？就跟你一样。
And they will just follow someone that has an opinion.
你吃什么？你吃什么？那我跟你一样，我也吃什么。
And if you're eating, if you choose to eat something, then the person will follow you to eat the same thing.
你去这边了，好，那我也跟你去那边。
And if you're going this way, then I will follow you and go this way.
但是在信仰上，我们就要有独立的思考。
However, in our faith, we need to have our own independent thinking.
不能说别人常常怎么样，我们就怎么样。
We cannot always follow what other people are doing.
从圣经里面有一句话说，治愈我。
And in the Bible, there is this phrase, "As for me."
就是说别人怎么样我不管，但是我自己是要跟别人不一样的。
It means for other people, I do not care, but as for me, then I have to care.
我的人生不是要跟别人一样，而是要跟神的真理一样。
My life is not going to be the same as others, but my life has to be the same as the truth.
首先我们来看诗篇二十六篇。
We'll first look at Psalm 20.
二十六篇。
Sorry, Psalm 26.
诗篇二十六篇第十一节。
Psalm 26, verse 11.
诗篇二十六篇十一节。
Psalm 26, verse 11.
至于我，却要行事纯全，求你救赎我，怜恤我。
11. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me.
这里说，大卫他向神的祷告。
Here records the prayer of David to God.
为什么大卫的祷告啊，神会垂听？
Why does God listen to David's prayer?
因为大卫是合神心意的人。
Because David is one that's pleasing in God's eyes.
换句话来说，如果你平常所行的不合乎神的心意，
which means that what you do every day and it's not pleasing to God.
祷告再久、再多、再大声也没有用。
No matter how long you pray or how loud you pray, it's useless.
但是大卫为什么合神心意呢？
But why is David pleasing in God's eyes?
这里大卫自己讲，他说我跟别人不一样。
And here David says it himself that he say that he's different than everyone else.
在大卫的身边啊，有很多不敬畏神的人。
And around David there are many people who do not fear God.
从二十六章的第一节开始，有什么人呢？
And starting from Psalm 26, what kind of people are there?
第四节这里说啊，这里有些虚谎的人，就是很爱撒谎。
And in verse 4, it says that there are people who lie.
明明是直的，他把它讲成弯的。
And even if the topic is straight, they would like to make it sound like it's crooked.
明明是一，他讲成二。
And when the answer is one, they like to say it's two.
明明没有，要讲成有。
And when there's nothing, they like to say there's something going on.
这个社会上很多这种人。
There are many people like this in this society.
再来，这里说很多满红人的，就是也是等于有点骗人的。
And there are also people who are hypocrites.
英文是把它翻成 hypocrite 啊，就是虚伪的人。就是 hypocrite 了哈。
Yeah, okay.
那我第五节的这里说有一些恶人，恶人的会。
And verse 5 says they are also the evil doers.
这些都是神所不喜欢的人。
And they are the people whom God do not like.
第九节这里说有流人血的人。
And verse 9 says the one who are bloodthirsty, who shed men, it means the people who have much hatred in their heart.
第十节说有奸恶的人，也有亏落的人。
And verse 10 says there are ones who are wicked and also the one who goes bribery.
凡做这些事的人呢，在神面前就不。
They are not perfect in God's eyes.
我们在社会上生活，在做事情，常常都会看看人怎么做，我就怎么做。
And the society will always look at what other people do, and we follow them.
大家都开那么快，大家都超速，我不超速好像很不正常。
And everyone driving so fast, everyone speeding. If I don't speed, I'm not normal.
啊, 所以我也超速。
So I will speed too.
原因就是因为大叫的超速, 所以我应该也可以。
And the reason is because,
所以我当然要耍啊。
Because everyone else is lying, and that if I don't lie, I can't sell, so I have to.
啊, 别人都偷公司的东西。
And everyone's stealing from the company.
啊, 我也一样。
And I will do the same.
为什么?
Why?
因为大家都这样做, 我不做很亏啊。
Because everyone else is doing it. If I don't do it, it seems like I'm losing something.
如果你有这种想法,
if you have these kind of thinking,
你就跟别人一样,
then you are the same as everyone else.
你就不是神的儿女,
you are not the children of God.
大卫说, 虽然他们这样做,
David says that even though everyone does that,
但是至于我, 我是跟别人不一样的,
but as for me, I am different than
他知道我是神的儿女,
everyone else. He knows that he is the child of God.
是我们的行为啊, 在神面前呢, 要纯全。
So what we do in front of God, it needs to be perfect.
就是不要有把柄, 要给魔鬼给你控告。
It means that what we do, the Satan cannot.
也不要因为自己的, 啊, 别人的不公义而改变自己。
And do not change yourself because of other people's unrighteousness.
有时候我们很容易因为别人的不公不义做得不好而觉得那我要维持自己的存钱有什么用我也跟他一样好了。 And
sometimes that we are in doubt because of other people's unrighteousness and that we will doubt whether or not we should do the same.
但是大卫说我们不可以这样。
But David says that we cannot do that.
我们在神面前要行事纯全。
Before God, we need to walk in integrity.
这种事情啊, 可以在我们的生活当中常常反省。
And these kind of stuff we can reflect in our own lives.
有一次, 有一个信徒,
once there's a member,
他的这个车子啊, 啊, 被人家打破玻璃,
and his car's window was broken by someone.
啊, 里面呢, 有不见了一些东西,
and there are some items in his car that went missing.
啊, 那他就跟他的亲戚啊, 就聊起这件事情, 要准备要怎么报保险。
And so he was chatting with his relatives and discussing how to report it to the insurance.
那个亲戚就跟他讲,
and his relatives told him,
哇, 你走运了。
The relatives say that you're lucky.
啊, 为什么? 我车子被打破还走运。
He asked why. Well, my car window is broken.
等一下可以报保险了, 可以多报一点。
And say that when you report for the insurance, you can report more.
啊, 里面哦, 你可以跟保险公司说, 我又有 又有什么电脑, 又有什么好的相机, 又有什么, 多讲一点就对了。
And that you can report saying that you have a computers, you have cameras, and you can just say more.
啊, 本来是价值是200的, 你把它讲成500。
And the original value is 200, you just report it to 500.
诶, 那信徒一听, 这个就不是等于骗保险公司吗?
And the member listened and says that it's not relying to the insurance company.
诶, 那个亲戚这样跟他讲。
And the relative said to him,
但那个亲戚是没有信神的。
Of course, this relative is not a believer.
哎呀, 我知道大家都这样报, 多报几百没关系啊。
And he said that everyone else is doing it, just if you report just a few hundred more, that's okay.
又不是去偷, 又不是去抢。
You're not stealing, you're robbing.
啊, 多拿一点, 反正你的, 你自己也要付 deductible。
And you just get a little bit more, and you have to pay for the deductible yourself.
哇, 听起来好像很有道理。
And it sounds reasonable.
没有错, 很多人都不诚实。
And it's true that a lot of people, they are not honest.
很多人啊, 在报保险方面都不诚实。
And when they report to the insurance, they're not honest.
啊, 很多人在报税上面可能也不诚实。
When they're doing their taxes, they're not honest.
啊, 尤其是对这种报保险的, 很多人啊, 会有这种欺骗的心态。
Especially for the insurance report, a lot of people have the thought
但是,
of deceiving.
但是这个信徒这样想, 如果我跟我亲戚一样, 那我不是等于没有信的呢?
And the member thought that if he does the same as his relative says, that means I'm not really a believer.
为了那几百块骗保险,
just for that few hundred dollars, I lied to the insurance company.
啊, 如果被人家发现了,
if someone finds out,
啊, 被抓了,
and I get arrested,
啊, 不是很不荣耀神吗?
It's not glorifying to God.
所以他跟他亲戚说, 我不要这样。
So he said to his relative that I don't want to do that.
有多少我就报多少。
I will report whatever the amount that I lost.
绝对不可以。
I will never do it.
啊, 虚报或者是乱报。
I will never make a false report.
真的有时候我们会遇到试探。
Oftentimes we face temptations.
当你看到别人在不义的时候啊，你自己心里面想说，那我也跟他一样好了。
And when you see people they are doing things that are unjust, you will think that you can do the same too.
但是神都会有报应的。
But God carries out punishment.
啊，有一个人呢、啊，他骗保险公司。有一个人啊。
And there is a man that he lied to the insurance company.
啊，他说我工伤了，哇，上了一班了啊，扭到手了啊。跟那个劳工报说，哎呀，我很严重。
And he injured at his work and reported that the injury was very severe.
当然可能是有一点点伤，但是不是严重到都不能上，不是严重到都不能上班的那一种。
And that injury, he was probably injured, but it wasn't to the point that he could not work.
但是他说，哇，很痛啊，不能上班了，残废了，那就要拿很多保险。
And he was saying that the injury was so painful that he could not work, and he was seeking for insurance money.
啊，他以为啊，别人都不知道。
And he thought that nobody knew.
那其实神都知道。
But God knows.
所以后来有一些很不好的事情发生在他身上。
And so later on, there are many bad things that happened to him.
他身体啊，真的是他抱着这样子讲了，越来越不好。
And his health.Was just like how he reported to the insurance. It's getting worse.
其他事情发生了。
And everything else happened.
让他连后来连真的连上班的能力都没有了。
And in the end, that he did not even have the ability to work.
哎，神都知道我们在做什么了。
God knows whatever we do.
啊，神听到我们所讲的话。
God hears our words.
所以不要因为别人的不公不义就影响自己的。
So do not let other people's unjust acts affect ourselves.
这里二十六章的第一节。
Here's Psalm 26, verse 1.
这里说耶和华，求你为我伸冤。
Vindicate me, O Lord.
啊，当我们在这个社会啊，这个很不公不义、很多罪恶的社会，有时候我们会遇到一些冤屈。
And sometimes in the society that we will face.Some misunderstanding.
甚至在教会里面侍奉啊，可能也会遇到一些冤屈。
And even when we serve in church, we will.
但是
people will think of us. They will create some misunderstandings.
但是只要你是行为纯全的，神就会帮你伸冤。
However, what you do is with integrity, God will vindicate.
有句话，清洁清者自清啊，你清的就是永远都是清的。
And it says that when you're innocent.Then no matter what people do, you're still innocent.
第二节说，神啊，求你查看我，试验我，熬炼我，看看我的心肠肺腑。
And verse 2 says, Examine me, O Lord, and prove me, try my mind and my heart.
最重要是在神面前反省自己。
And before God, we reflect on ourselves.
我的动机在神面前也没有成。
What are our motives is truthful to God.
我的行为在神面前也没有成。
That what we do is it just in front of God.
如果有
If it is,
行为纯全的会那个纯全会保守我们。
That if we walk in integrity, then that will preserve us.
没有人可以害我们。
Nobody can harm us.
所以第十一节写得很好。
So verse 11, it's written really well.
不管别人怎么样，至于我，我的行事、行为、心态，要在神面前要纯全。
That no matter what other people do.That I will walk in my integrity.
这样呢，第十二节就说，我的脚啊，就会站在平坦的地方。
And verse 12 then says, my foot then stands in an even place.
绝对不会滑倒的。
That we will not slip.
别人真的是把香蕉皮放在你面前，你都不会滑倒，因为你是纯全的。
Even if someone drop a banana peel, you still will not slip because you walk in integrity.
因为神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
啊，我们看二十五章的二十一节。
We read Psalm 25, verse 1.
21.
So, Psalm 25, verse 21.
愿纯全正直保守我。
Let integrity and uprightness preserve me.
这节写得很好。
This verse is written really well.
谁可以保守你?
Who can preserve you?
行为纯全。
Integrity and uprightness.
好，那再来看诗篇五十二篇。
Now we'll look at Psalm 52.
第八节。
Psalm 52, verse 8.
诗篇五十二篇的第八节。
Psalm 52, verse 8.
至于我，就像神殿中的青橄榄树，我永远远远依靠神的慈爱。
Verse 8. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever.
这里大卫再次写诗。
And here once again David wrote a poem.
那个背景呢就是在52篇的一开始这个标题那边说。
And the background, the context is written in the title of 52.
这个时候扫罗了追杀大卫。
Here Saul was pursuing and trying to kill David.
有人呢就向扫罗打报告说大卫已经逃到哪里了。
And at that time, there were people reporting to Saul and telling him where David fled to.
所以扫罗呢就派兵去那边去追杀大卫了。
So Saul sent army to pursue after David.
有时候我们遇到事情的时候啊，会慌会乱。
Sometimes when we face things that we panic.
像大卫啊，他知道扫罗针对他，那个以东人多伊出卖他，他心里面呢会有很愁苦，也会很害怕。
And during that time, David found out that the Edomite betrayed him, and Saul was still pursuing after him.
但是大卫他告诉自己。
But David told himself.
至于我呢，我要在神殿中好像一棵青橄榄树一样。
But David thought that as for him, he is like a green olive tree in the house of God.
永永远远依靠着神的慈爱。
And that he will trust in the mercy of God forever and ever.
什么叫做青橄榄树？
What is the green olive tree?
青就是很有生命力的意思。
Green means it's full with life.
橄榄树呢，就是专门出油的，橄榄油的。
And olive is to produce oil, olive oil.
所以这棵树呢是很有生命力的。
So this tree is full of life.
不但只自己有生命，它也可以去改变别人的生命，去造就别人的生命。
Not only does it have life, that it will influence other people to make other people have life.
但是它也有困难的时候啊，它也有被别人针对的时候啊。
But he also has times that he's targeted by other people.
尤其是遇到什么人，像以东人多伊的这些勇士啊，这第一节说，勇士啊，你为什么自夸呢？
And just like the Edomite, and it's written in verse 1, why do you boast in evil, O mighty man?
谁是勇士呢？
Who are the mighty men?
当时候以东人多伊，他是一个勇士，他要来追杀大卫。
So who is the mighty man? And that's Edomite, Doeg.
那今天我们也可能会遇到一些好像勇士般的敌人。
And today, in our lives, that sometimes we will face people who are mighty.
恶者会用什么东西来攻击我们呢？
What would the wicked people do to us?
第二节说，你的舌头邪恶，诡诈，好像剃头刀，快利伤人。
In verse 2, it says, your tongue devises destruction like a sharp razor.
有时候魔鬼会利用别人的舌头来伤害我们。
Sometimes Satan uses other people's tongue to harm us.
这个人讲了这句话，很伤害你。
And this person, he says this certain thing and harmed me.
表面是他讲的。
And on the surface, he said it.
其实不是他讲的，在背后还有一股力量让他这样讲。
But the reality is, it's not said by him. There is another power behind him.
为什么你配偶会跟你讲这种话？
And why did your spouse say this to you?
为什么你的儿女会跟你讲这种话？
Why did your children say this to you?
为什么你的同工、教会弟兄姐妹会跟你讲这种话？
Why did your church co-worker say this to you?
不是他讲的，是他背后的魔鬼、恶的势力让他讲的。
And he did not say himself. It's the power of Satan behind him.
诡诈的话。
And the deceitful words.
第三节说这个谎言不公义的话。
And verse 3 says the lying and not speaking righteousness.
这些好像勇士啊，拿着刀啊，要来伤害你。
And just like a mighty man carrying a sword trying to harm you.
语言啊，像刀一样。
And words are just like the sword.
但是大卫说我不怕。
But David says that he's not scared.
我要像神殿里面那棵青橄榄树一样。
That he will just be like the green olive tree in the house of God.
我们看现在我们的外面的冬天天气那么冷哦，大部分的树都枯干了，死掉了，就是冬眠状态了。
And we see that because right now is winter, all the trees and plants outside they're all withered during the winter.
橄榄树一样啊，如果放在外面，可能它就结不出果子来了，太冷了。
And green olive trees the same. That if it's planted outside, it's probably too cold and cannot produce anything.
为什么这个橄榄树是青的，是可以结果子的？
But why does this green olive tree is green and is able to produce fruits?
因为它是在神的殿中。
Because it is planted in the house of God.
它这是在神的爱中。
It's in God's love.
不管别人怎么样恨你。
No matter how other people try to hurt you.
不管别人怎么讲你。
No matter what other people say to you.
不管人家怎么误会你。
No matter how other people misunderstand you.
你要保守自己在神的爱中。
You have to preserve yourself in the love of God.
只要你不离开神的殿,
as long as you do not leave the temple of God,
你不离开神的爱,
you do not leave God's love.
恶者没有办法害你。
The wicked people cannot harm you.
但是如果你觉得说，哎呀，人家攻击我，人家讲我，哎呀，我不来教会了，我不信了，我不侍奉了。
And if you don't come to church and you don't serve because what other people say to you,
你这棵树离开了神的殿还能做什么？
And you, as the tree, you left the temple, what else can you do?
大卫说，我的心是在神的殿里面的。
But David says that his heart is in God's temple.
我是不可以摇动的。
That will not move.
我是要依靠神的。
Will rely on God.
但以理就是这样一个人。
Daniel is a person like this.
我最近在看但以理书啊。
I've been reading the book of Daniel recently.
我看但以理这个人很特别。
And Daniel, this person is very special.
从世界，从属世的角度跟属灵的角度，他都是一个非常成功的人。
From a worldly point of view, spiritual point of view, he is a very successful man.
我们看但以理书的第一章哦。
We'll turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 1.
第一章的二十一节。
Daniel, chapter 1, verse 21.
一章的二十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 21.
到古列王元年，但以理还在。
Does Daniel continue until the first year of King Cyrus?
哇，这句话呢，就是总结但以理在社会上，他在政治的生涯到底有多成功。
And this describes how successful he was in the society and his political life.
但以理他的一生啊，服侍了两个巴比伦王。两个波斯马代王。
And throughout Daniel's life, he served two kings of Babylon and kings of
第一个Persian Media
and Persians.
第一个尼布甲尼撒王。
First is King Nebuchadnezzar.
这故事我们都很熟了。
We're all very familiar with the story.
第二个伯沙撒王。
伯沙撒王。
伯沙撒王。第三个是大力物王。
And the third king is King Darius.
第四个古列王。
And the fourth king.
一般来说，这个在社会上来讲，政治上来说啊，改朝换代，一朝君子一朝臣，皇帝换人，那臣肯定是会换人的。
And usually for an empire that whenever they change the king, usually the official changes too.
甚至啊，比如说巴比伦王灭了，波斯上来了，可能全部之前那些臣仆都砍头了，都没有了。
And for example, when the king of Babylon was destroyed and the king Persia came up, usually all the officials will be beheaded or put to death.
但以理竟然能够 survive， 能够在那么凶险的政治改朝换代的当中啊。一个王接一个王的，一直来在政治上面能够屹立不倒。
But Daniel, politically, he was able to serve through different generations of kings.
每一个王都很敬重他，都很重用他。
And every king, they all pay great respect to Daniel.
我们再来问呢，为什么会这样
？Then we ask, why is that?
难道他很会玩弄政治吗
？Is it because he's really good at politics?
他对政治一点兴趣都没有。
That actually he has no interest in politics.
难道他很会讨王的喜欢拍王的马屁吗
？Or is it that he really likes to say nice things to the king?
他刚好相反，他讲的话都是很刺的。他神要他讲什么，他就讲什么。
Actually, it's to the opposite that and everything he says is not pleasing to the king.
他跟尼布甲尼撒王说，尼布甲悔改，那个梦很快就会发生了，你就会被神谦卑了。
And that he first said to King Nebuchadnezzar that if you do not continue to do this, then the things in your dream will happen.
他一点都不讨好王。
That he's actually not seeking for the pleasure of the king.
很敬重他。
But the king really values him.
为什么
？Why？
因为王看到但以理背后有神，有神。
Because the king can see God behind Daniel.
有神同在，他可以解梦。
Because God's with him, he's able to interpret dreams.
有神同在，但以理说的预言会实现。
And because God is with him, Daniel's prophecy will happen.
那些敌人呢，要控告但以理。
And Daniel's enemies try to set Daniel in danger.
要王啊，立一道令，三十天以内谁都不可以祷告，不可以，不然的话要丢到狮子坑里面。
And that within 30 days he cannot pray to God or otherwise. He will be thrown into the lion's den.
哇，这个是政治的攻击的手法。
This is a method of political attack.
当你成功了，啊，别人会攻击你。
When you are successful, people will attack you.
但你一点都不在意。
But Daniel did not mind.
别人也没有攻击他。
While the people are attacking him.
他照常祷告神。
He still prayed to God.
一天三次，面对耶路撒冷。
Three times a day facing Jerusalem.
虽然他被丢到狮子坑里面。
Even though he was thrown to the lion's den.
但是狮子都吃不了他。
Lions could not eat him.
因为神派先天使把狮子的口封闭住了。
Because God sent an angel and sealed the mouth of the lions.
所以啊，这个告诉我们，不是在乎我们的才能。
So this tells us that it is not up to our ability.
也不是在乎我们的多会政治的手腕。
It is not up to whether or not we know how to play the politics.
历史是掌控在神的手中。
History is controlled in God's hands.
明天会发生什么事情？明年会发生什么事情？完全掌控在神的手中。
What will happen tomorrow? What will happen next year? It's all in God's control.
神不动你，全世界都动不了你。
If God does not move you, nobody in this world can move you.
神如果不祝福你，全世界也帮不了你。
If God does not bless you, nobody in this world can help you.
他会很了解这个真理。
Then he will understand. He will understand you.
大卫说：“我不管别人，以东人也好，扫罗也好，什么道也好，你们的话怎么讲也好，我不管。”
So David says that.No matter what you guys say, even to Edomites or other people, I do not care.
但我呢，我一定要像在神殿中的青橄榄树。
But I will be like the green olive tree in the house of God.
第一，我就永远不可以离开神的殿。
First, I will never leave the house of God.
永远不离开真教会。
I will never leave the true church.
第二呢，我要永远结果子。
Second, I will forever produce fruit.
这很重要。
This is very important.
我不要停止结果子。
Never cease producing fruit.
不要因为别人的怎么讲，或者是这个环境改变了，影响你自己的属灵生命。
Do not let the words of other people or the environment influence your faith.
你要继续结果子。
You have to continue to produce fruit.
无论你身边有什么人讲什么话。
No matter what other the people beside you say to you.
别人怎么批评你。
No matter how people criticize you.
你要继续结果子。
You have to continue to produce fruit.
这个就是至于我的这种力量，那种很大的力量。
And that's a kind of control over yourself.
我们看四世纪的第九章。
We'll turn to Judges.
四世纪的第九章。
And to the book of Judges, chapter 9.
第九章的第八节。
Chapter 9, verse 8.
有一时树木要高一树为王管理他们就去对橄榄树说请你做我们的王第九节
Verse 9
橄榄树回答说我岂肯止住供奉神明和尊重人的油飘封在众树之上呢听懂
Verse 8 The trees once went forth to anoint a king over them and they said to the olive tree reign over us 9But the olive tree said to them, Should I cease giving my oil, with which they honor God and men, and go to sway over trees?
对，这个很有趣的比喻，以树为人。
It's a very interesting parable using trees as men.
这是讲当时以色列百姓的一些情况。
It's talking about the situation of the Israelites at that time.
当时很多树木啊，他们想找一个人，找一棵树啊，可以当他们的王啊。
And there are many trees at that time. They're looking for one tree that can be the king over them.
他们首先想到谁？想到橄榄树。
And what tree they first thought of is the olive tree.
橄榄树啊，很有生命力。
Because the olive tree is full of life.
又很漂亮。
And it's beautiful.
又很会结果。
And can produce fruit.
所以他们就跟橄榄树说：“哎呀，不然你来当我们的王好了。”
And so they went to the olive tree and asked the tree, "Can you be our king?"
谁不喜欢当王？
Who doesn't like to be a king?
有名有利有地位。
You have fame, you have authority, you have power.
不用做事，出嘴巴就可以了。
You don't have to do anything, you only have to move your mouth.
对，自古以来为了当王，多少人杀了多少人啊，争权夺利。
And throughout history, so many people want to become the king.
因为大部分没有才能的人，没有品德的人都很想当王。
Because those ones without virtues, without abilities, they all love to become king.
橄榄树啊，他都没有兴趣当王。
But the olive tree does not have the interest to become the king.
他说：“我岂可以停止生产这些给神用的与膏油啊，还有尊重人的膏油，然后在里面上面飘来飘去，好像 当王这样呢？没有兴趣，他对这个没有兴趣。
And the olive tree does not have any interest in that. Even say that, should I cease giving my oil, which they honor God and man, and go to sway over trees?
他对这些人的那种虚荣啊，那种地位啊，那种人看重的这些虚浮的东西了，一点兴趣都没有。
And that he has no interest in the power or authority, those things that people value.
啊，他只希望啊，继续的每天在结果子，因为这果子可以压榨之后呢，成为膏油来献给神用。
All he wants to do is continue to give oil that can honor God and men.
这个就是橄榄树的尊贵跟清高。
And that's the virtue of the olive tree.
对，大卫就是一棵橄榄树。
And David, it was an olive tree.
其实大卫一点都不想当王。
And actually, David did not want to become a king.
他从来没有追求当王。
He never thought to become a king.
是神把他抓出来的。不当不行哎。
It was God who chose him that he had no choice to become one.
但是他的一生啊，就像在神殿中的青橄榄树。
And throughout his life, he was just like a green olive tree in the house of God.
常常依靠神的慈爱。
That relied on God's mercy all the time.
无论如何，不要忘记神在你身上的慈爱。
No matter what happened, do not forget the mercy of God on you.
我们看约书亚记二十四章。
Please turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 24.
约书亚记二十四章。
Joshua, chapter 24.
十五节。
Verse 15.
约书亚记二十四章的十五节。
Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华不好，今日都可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
15. If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father serves that were on the other side of the river.Or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这个是约书亚跟百姓所说的话。
These are the words that Joshua said to the people.
时间点呢是他们已经进到迦南，已经分好土地，准备要过美好的生活了。
And the time was after they divided out the lands. They're about to enjoy their lives.
约书亚跟他们讲。
And he said to them,
我知道你们心里想什么。
I know what you're thinking.
所以十四节说，如果你们敬畏神，就要把心中的偶像说的除掉。
And that he says in 14 that if you fear the Lord, put away the idols.
他们可能身上没有偶像，但是心里有偶像。
Maybe they don't have idols with them physically, but inside their hearts they have idols.
所以约书亚跟他们讲。
So Joshua said to them,
你们自己做一个选择。
You make the choice yourself.
如果你要侍奉神，就要把偶像丢掉。
If you want to serve the Lord, you have to throw away the idols.
如果你们要去侍奉别的神，我不阻止你。
If you want to serve the other gods, I will not stop you.
但是呢，你要知道有后果的。
But you have to know the consequence.
信仰是自由的。
The faith is freedom.
绝对没有一个人可以强迫另外一个人来相信神，或者是发热心。
Nobody can force you into believing or have zeal.
连神都不会强迫我们。
Not even God will force us.
如果你选择不信，你就不要信。
If you choose not to believe, then you choose not to believe.
如果你要选择回去犯罪，你就回去犯罪。
If you want to go back to sinning, then you go back to sinning.
神是不会阻止你的。
God will not stop you.
但是神会告诉你，你所做的事有绝对的后果。
But God will tell you that what you do.That there will be consequences.
你要选择偶像为你的神，你就要面对这个后果。
If you choose idols, then you have to be ready to face the consequences.
以色列百姓受了那么多苦，就是因为他们不了解这个选择题的背后的意义在里面。
And the people they face so much sufferings because they do not understand the meaning behind this choice.
每个人要为自己的行为负责。
Everyone needs to be responsible for their choice.
你选择这种对信仰的态度，你就要。以后要面对这个后果。
If you choose to have this kind of attitude towards your faith, then you have to be ready to face the consequence.
但是呢，约书亚补了一句。
But Joshua, he added one more phrase.
我不管你们怎么选。
I don't care what you choose.
至于我和我的家。
As for myself and my family.
我一定要侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
这句话是令人感动的。
This phrase is very touching.
啊，约书亚从很年轻的时候就已经很知道他一生要服侍神。
And Joshua, since his young age, he already knew to serve the Lord.
十二个探子回报，他是其中一个探子。
And when the 12 spies came back and report, he was one of the 12 spies.
十个报恶信，但是他跟加勒就是不一样。他说我们靠神可以进去得胜。
And ten reported bad news, but him and Caleb, they reported good news and say that we can go in.
所以约书亚是一个不被别人影响的人。
So Joshua was one who cannot be affected or influenced by other people.
就算大部分人很没有信心，很负面，他还是很正面。
Even when other people they do not have much faith, he still have a lot of faith, and he was able, he was still upright.
因为别人的错误，要在旷野路多走四十年，他就陪他们多走四十年。
Because of other people's faults, that that they are walking the wilderness, he was still willing to go with them.
从来没有怀疑过神。
He never doubted the Lord.
也没有埋怨神。
Never complained against the Lord.
所以他很清楚他要侍奉谁。
So he is very clear on whom he will serve.
什么叫侍奉神呢？
What does it mean to serve the Lord?
侍奉神啊，不是说哇，教会都很发展，很同心，啊，要很和睦，然后发展得很好，哇，大家抢着做圣工很愉快，啊，这个时候你来侍奉神，这个就是恩典，这个是一种享受，没有错。
And when the church is very, very prosperous and very successful, very peaceful, and you come to serve, that's a grace.
大家都说我也来，他也说你也说我也来，那说我也要，大家都是真的要的时候，你掺一脚，那很容易。
When everyone else is going, was willing to do the holy work, and you come in and say you want to do the holy work, that's very easy.
但是什么叫真正的侍奉神？
But what does it mean to truly serve the Lord?
大家都离开的时候，
when everybody leaves,
你会不会离开？
Will you leave too?
大家说哦，我不做了。
When everyone gives out on the work,
你会不会说啊，你也不做了？
Will you say that you also give out too?
哦，你也放弃了？
That you also give up?
哦，那我也放弃了，你不做我也不做了，有什么意思？
That you give out, then I will also give up.
哦，你晚上不去聚会啊？那我也不去了。
You're not going to the service tonight, then I will not go to the service tonight.
你会这样被别人影响吗？
Will you be influenced by other people?
哦，你也不来信神了，那我也不要信了。
If you do not believe in the Lord, then I will not believe in the Lord.
这种人跑不到天国了。大门。
And these kind of people, they cannot go to the door of heaven.
因为他常被人家影响。
Because they are often influenced by other people.
但是约书亚是不被别人影响的人。
But Joshua was one who were not influenced by other people.
反而他要去影响别人，做个正面的影响。
In fact, he is actually giving positive influence to other people.
还有要带领他的一家。
And that he will guide his family.
啊，其实啊，到最后啊，最重要还是救自己的一家。
And in the end,What's most important is to save your family.
挪亚盖方舟啊，盖了一百年，救了几个人。
And Noah, he built the ark for 100 years.
也没有救。传一道传了一百年呢，也没有几个人听他的。
He preached for 100 years, not many people listened to him.
到最后就是救了自己家而已。
In the end, he only saved his own family.
不要管别人怎么样。
So do not need to care about what other people are doing.
不要管环境怎么样。
Do not care about what the environment is going on.
尤其在末世这个信仰的环境啊，挑战很大。
Especially in the end days, that the test is very great.
我们的目标、目的就是至于我跟我家。
Our goal should be myself and my family.
一定侍奉耶和华。
That must serve God.
无论别人讲什么。
No matter what other people say.
无论教会变怎么样。
No matter how, what the church become.
无论人对我怎么样。
No matter what people do to me.
我一定侍奉神。
I will serve the Lord.
因为神从来没有改变。
Because God never changed.
改变的是人。
It's men who change.
我们不可以改变。
We cannot change.
所以这个观念很重要。
So this concept is very important.
神也因为约书亚的信实，大大的祝福他跟他的后代。
And also because of Joshua's righteousness, God blessed him and his descendants.
再来，我们来看弥迦书。
Now we're looking at Micah.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
弥迦书三章八节。
Micah chapter 3 verse 8.
至于我，我借耶和华的灵，满有力量、公平、才能，可以向雅各说明他的过犯，向以色列指出他的罪恶。
Verse 8. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of justice and might, to declare to Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin.
啊， 这里说至于我是弥迦先知所说的。
And here it says, as for me, it is said by Prophet Micah.
那这个对比是什么呢？
And what is the what's the comparison?
对比啊，就是三章五节所说的那些使百姓走岔路的先知。
And the comparison is the prophets who caused the people to go astray.
他们也是先知啊。
They are the prophets.
但是他们呢，不讲真话。
They're also prophets, but they don't say the truth.
他们常常说平安啊，平安，很好，很好，很好。
They often chant peace, peace, everything's fine.
百姓很好，没有问题。
That everything's fine, the people are fine.
国家很好，没有问题。
That the kingdom is fine.
因为大家听了这些话，哦，好，你这个先知讲好话，这是好先知，所以啊，饭给你多吃，肉给鸡肉给你多一些。
And when people hear the nice words that they will give them, they will become nicer to the prophets, give them more stuff.
只会讲好话。
And the prophets only say are nice things.
因为呢，有自己的利益。
Because it is to their own advantage.
他就不敢讲真话了。
They were afraid to tell the truth.
所以这种先知会带领百姓啊走迷路走岔路。
So these kind of prophets will lead the people to go astray.
今天我们要小心。
So today we need to be careful.
如果一个人呢只会跟你说你很好。
If one person always say that you are very good.
你都很好，你都很有信心，你都很热心，你都很有爱心，你最棒，你最好。
And that you are full of love, you have so much faith, that you're a very good person.
那个人不一定对你很好。
And that person might not be nice to you.
你可能很喜欢请他吃饭，很喜欢送他礼物。
And you might like to treat him to eat and like to give him gifts.
他不一定对你最好。
But he might not be necessary be the nicest person to you.
那谁对你最好呢？
Who is the nicest to you?
弥迦先知说，至于我。
And Prophet Micah says here,
我记得神的灵啊，蛮有力量，公平才能指出雅各的过犯啊。
That he's full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgression.
另外一种先知。
This is a different kind of prophet.
敢跟你讲真话。
That he dared to tell you the truth.
敢跟你说你错了。
To dare to tell you that you are wrong.
你不应该这样。
That you should not do this.
你要悔改归向神。
You have to repent and return to God.
所以这是需要很大的勇气。
This requires great courage.
但是有时候我们就是需要这种勇气。
And sometimes we need this kind of courage.
该讲的时候都要讲。
That when it's time to tell the truth, you say it.
你看到你爱的人错了，你要告诉他你错了。
When you see your loved ones commit something wrong, then you tell them.
你按着神的能力、公平、力量、才能，直接向雅各说明他的过犯。
And just like here,with the power by the Spirit of the Lord and of justice and might to declare Jacob his transgressions.
讲真话是需要很大的勇气。
Telling the truth requires great courage.
有时候讲真话也没有什么好下场，会被人家讨厌。
And sometimes when you tell the truth, you're actually hated by people.
但是弥迦先知说，至于我，我就不管了。神要我讲的，我就讲。
But Prophet Micah says that, as for me, I don't care about others. When God wants you to say it, I say it.
讲了，大家不给我吃肉，不给我礼物，我也不管了。
And even if after I say it, people don't give me gifts or give me food to eat.
先知就是要讲神的话。
Prophets, they are to say God's words.
所以啊，这个是一个很重要的一个原则。
So this is a very important principle.
这个世界大家都喜欢讨好别人。
In this world, everyone likes to please other people.
但是神是又真又活的神。
But God is the living and true God.
圣经里面呢，把所有的事情啊，还有人啊，正反面都讲得很清楚的。这个人有什么缺点，也不会隐瞒。
And the Bible really describes the good and bad of people.
所以啊，我们要学习神的话语。
So we really need to learn God's words.
求神给我们勇敢。
We ask God to give us courage.
借着耶华的灵。
That by relying on God's Spirit.
有这种属灵的力量，不是血气，而是属灵的力量。
That's the power of the Spirit, not of flesh.
要公平啊，要公平。
Now we need to have justice.
要有才能。
And might.
也了解真理。
And to understand the truth.
可以讲真话，造就人。
Now we can tell the truth and to edify others.
所以今天晚上我们学了至于我。
So tonight we learn of ask for me.
我们有没有真的是行为成全呢？
That is our behaviors are with integrity.
我们有没有像青橄榄树常常依靠神的慈爱呢？
Are we like the green olive trees in the house of God?
有没有一辈子我和我家都侍奉耶和华？
And that you and your whole family serve the Lord forever.
有没有在别人都不敢讲真话的时候，你讲真话
？When other people are afraid to say the truth, you tell the truth.
这个就是神期待我们的。
This is what God expects of us.
唱诗484首。
Sing Hymn 484.